March 14th, 2009. Do you remember where you were? Maybe you remember this. 60 minutes of regulation wasn't enough time. Beavers and Bobby Moe's Colonials tied 2-2. 8 minutes into overtime. Offensive zone faceoff, right circle.
Adams through traffic. Backhander, they score! Brian Adams with the shot! Tapped in! Beavers to the big dance!
That might be Matt Francis down there. It's hard to tell who got the rebound, but a great shot on net. And just like that, I tell you, faceoffs are underrated, and the Beavers have won the CHA tournament for the third time in school history and will head back to the national tournament.
Now do you remember? March 14th, 2009 was the last time that Bemidji State hosted a conference tournament championship game. Kind of hosted that one by default. All the games that year were at the John Glass Fieldhouse. Matt Reed faceoff win, Ryan Adams shot from the point, Reed the tip in, student section going bonkers, Matt Dalton in full goalie gear trying to climb the glass to start cheering with the student section. Yes, the Beavers once again are just one step away from the NCAA tournament. The 2008-2009 team, yeah, they went to the Frozen Four. They started the season 1-6. That team didn't get over 500 until the conference tournament. Conversely, this year's team, again just one step away from the national tournament, because they've won 9 straight.
Over here to the near side wall, 13 seconds left. Carter Jones into the middle. Bison, empty net goal, exclamation mark. Bemidji State will host the CCHA Mason Cup Finals next Friday night.
Well, they were the better team tonight.
It's not too late.
Last time the Beavers lost a game was February 3rd. It was Jackson Jennings' first weekend back, missing 2.5 months because of an injury. And Kyle Loft wasn't even back yet from his injury. And Bemidji State hasn't lost since.
That's what you win for the fans. You win for the alumni. Again, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. It's not about the coaches. It's not about the players. That's gravy. It's about everybody else, that the enthusiasm, the excitement level that you're generating in the community with your alumni base. There's nothing better. Just nothing better to see that, and we recognize that, and they're having as much fun as we are.
Win in a tie with a shootout win at Northern. Overtime win and a regulation win against Ferris. Overtime win and a regulation win over St. Thomas. 2 wins over Minnesota State Mankato to clinch the McNaughton Cup. An overtime win and a regulation win to sweep Ferris in the first round. And a 4-1 win last weekend over Lake Superior State sets the Beavers up just one win away from the national tournament. It's been their goal, and they're this close to achieving it.
It would be awesome. It would be great for the program. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, you want to win a national championship, so the first thing you got to do is get there. And that we know that it's a big game on Friday to get there. We win, we're in, but we got to take care of the job on Friday first, so that's our main focus.
Matt Reed isn't here tonight. He won't score the overtime winner. Who will score the game winner for the Beavers? Your guess is as good as mine. Heck, their fourth line has scored in 8 straight games. Production from top to bottom. And Bemidji State, one step away from the national tournament. CCHA Mason Cup Championship game. His building's been sold out since Tuesday. Corner Bar pregame show and faceoff next on the Beaver Radio Network.